this has kind of come out of the blue, the issue of low testosterone in men and all that. Tell us a little bit about how professionally, I mean, while you are a board-certified physician here in Arkansas, OBGYN, which I have a great grade school story that we were asked what we wanted to be when we grow up in fourth grade, and all I knew was that this guy was an OBGYN, and they had a swimming pool at their house. So I said, I want to be an OBGYN, not even knowing what it was, and I had to have a parent-teacher conference after that because I was in the fourth grade, and
why
they thought
that
was confusing.
Why do you know what
that is? Right, exactly. I didn't know. I just knew they had a swimming pool in their
backyard. Your son's trying to be funny here.
Right, but no, I was serious. I wanted to be something that had a swimming pool in the backyard. But you were telling us during the break that this whole idea of sort of kind of taking the issue to the masses started in Memphis. Talk a little bit more, about that.
The story behind that, there was an orthopedic surgeon there in Memphis, mm-hmm. who, by nature of being an orthopedic surgeon, you're a type A personality,
right.
High energy, motivated, you know, just
right.
kind of go guy,
right.
Who began, hit his 40s. I want to say he was about 40 when he started this,
mm-hmm.
and just had no energy, was fatigued, just couldn't get going anymore, and just couldn't figure out why. He went and talked to his family physician, and they talked about it, trying to figure out what was going on. They said, well, let's check your testosterone. So he was low, as men
right.
have been for
right.
for years. This is not something new. What yeah. what is new about it is the acceptance of the fact that, you know, hey,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
we age, our hormone levels drop
right.
just like in women. We treat women with hormone replacement therapy every day. And have for years, forever. The difference, and they suffer from the same thing, from an energy, fatigue, lack of motivation, lack of focus. The difference in men and women is the lack. Men don't have the vasomotor, hot flashes, night sweats that just drive women crazy, you know. And
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, that's why that's been more out there for so long. In men, the signs are subtle. I mean, you say, well, you're just getting old. Well,
right.
no one has to accept getting old.
You're telling me,
I don't.
Ted. You're talking to me over here, buddy.
So anyway, this guy in Memphis, he his testosterone was low. His doctor started treating him, and he just felt great. He said, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. It was life-changing, and according to him.
Right.
So he said, well, if it's good for me, it's got to be good for everybody
right.
else.
Right.
And he started treating a few of his friends. Those guys told other guys, and next thing he knows, he's just inundated with patients in his ortho clinic trying to, you know, mm-hmm. come in and be treated for low testosterone. So he got the idea that, well, you know, I can't do this. And so he opened up a clinic there in Memphis, and within just a few years, he had expanded to multiple clinics, you know, essentially taking it to the masses,
mm-hmm.
like you say, in a very convenient, safe
right.
Manner where the problem with treating in other situations, other within, say, just your primary care doc, which
right.
a lot of primary care docs do that, but it's a waiting issue. We all have waiting
right.
issues. I mean, you know, patients come in, I've been waiting 2 hours. Well, no
right.
one's going to wait 2 hours just to get
right.
a shot, you know,
right.
so,
right.
So this business model is one where we are treating, those that need replacement, those who will benefit from replacement. And we're trying to do it in a convenient manner where they can come in, you don't have to wait, and you can get taken care of.
Well, that's a great point because we're over here on East McCain, 4617 East McCain, right by Blue Coast Burrito. It's easy to get in. It's easy to get out. You walk in, you walk out. You can get tested. And then once a week, swing by.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, from a business model standpoint, and I think, you know, by the way, in Washington, you're starting to see them try to apply health care in this way, or at least those of us that are conservatives are trying to apply
right.
in this way, that makes it more convenient for individuals to take advantage of.
Right.
And so it's, you know, you're in, you're out. You wait in line longer at McDonald's drive-thru.
Correct.
Know?
And it's really convenient. You know, for whatever reason, people in North Little Rock don't like to cross the river. People in Little Rock don't like to cross the river. But from downtown Little Rock,
right.
it's not that bad.
No.
I mean, you just get off
it's
right
a
here.
5 minute drive.
Yeah,
tops.
Right, right. And so it's you know, your lunch break. Come in,
right.
get tested. You know, you need treatment once. For most patients, will get treatment once a week. We also offer some other injections, some multivitamin injections mm-hmm. that help with energy, help give you that boost. It's a combination of B12 and some other things that we won't go into right now, but all safe, all natural, everything that's in the body, it just increases the production of the energy source in our body.
So if I was really hungover, could I swing by over here one morning?
You could.
And really, get a shot
it'd
like
be
that.
A nice little pick me up.
You see,
absolutely.
Most people, it's once a week. He'd be in here every day.
Thanks, Allison. Yeah. I'm thinking of different applications here. You know what I'm saying?
Or maybe before you go to bed. I don't know. It
just
help.
Right, exactly. Come by, and get a preventative shot
real
quick.
Right.
But the issue that you're talking about, this issue of low testosterone in men, is especially now professionally as men move through their 30s, 40s, into their 50s, and lifestyles don't change a great deal. You're still working as hard. You know, that whole 1960s model of, you know, you look to get into your early 60s and retire, that's done. That's over. And, I mean, you figure you start your business career in your late 20s or early 30s, mm-hmm. you're there till you're 70. I mean, you're focused and working hard and raising family and then grandkids and all that. This issue has become more and more prevalent, and we're more aware of the fact that guys are running down.
That is right.
You cross that magic threshold of 40.
And you don't have to. You just really don't have to. I mean, I personally have been, you know, I kind of got into this because of having those same feelings. You know, it's just like when Steve was sitting here talking earlier, basically the same thing. I mean, you know, he's just no, you know, just fatigue, energy, you know, lack of energy. You just couldn't, and you couldn't figure out why. I mean, when I started this, it was where I didn't even, you know, really had a hard time just even getting out of my chair at the end of the day to go home. And you know, you got kids at home and they're like, you know, going crazy. You walk in the door and you feel bad because you just got nothing. Yeah. You just don't have anything. You don't have what they're wanting from dad at that point.
Well, and men are older having
children,
and so their children are young and you're starting to.
What about those that are older men that are children?
Yeah, there's
myself,
that too.
Maybe
there's
that
a lot
I have
of
the
that,
maturity
actually.
Level
yeah.
of a child, Allison. Yeah. So thank you. But you're right, and so that as you begin to deal with those things, in the past it's just been just got to take it. Just that's the way it is, and you know, leave me alone for a few minutes while I sit here and take a 20-minute nap in this chair.
Yeah. You know, I personally just kind of have the mantra that I refuse to get old. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to figure out how I can keep from doing it and just keep pushing through and do what I got to do.
It's the Basil model.
That's the Basil model. I support
that's
him 100%.
That's the David Basil model.
You're right.
He's gone away, though, from the affliction T-shirt now. See, I'm telling you, the day that Basil starts wearing collared shirts on a regular basis, that'll be the day that
he's old.
He thinks that, see, but it doesn't have to be that way with him. So. Have you seen, because I do like the model here. I like what you're saying in terms of, it's very convenient. 945-0680, 945-0680 is the number over here. Just call, even make a quick appointment, or just drop in. Just drop in.
You don't have to call. It's great if you want to, but you absolutely do not have to make an appointment at any point. We've always got plenty of folks here to, you know, to help you take care of it and just drop by. I mean, we want it to be completely as easy and effortless as we can possibly make it. And you know, testing is free. Come in, get it done. You know, if you need it, great. If you're suffering, if you're symptomatic and you're having all these problems that we talk about, then but your testosterone is normal, there's lots of other reasons, you know, why you can have the same thing.
That's a great point. So that if you got a lot of these symptoms that you talk about, that you're fatigued at the end of the day, you're not sleeping well, you feel run down, you just can't catch up with the week, stuff like that. It's worth it to come in and become tested to begin with, because if it happens not to be that, then you got to start to look at some of the things that could have
that's exactly right.
That's a great point. It's a great health issue. So 4617 East McCain, just come over here, take the first McCain exit, turn to the right, and don't go past – well, go to Blue Coast Burrito, and you're right there.
You can come here for lunch and, you know, get a burrito.
And easy to get out.
That's right.
945-0680. And I'm very impressed, too, with how inexpensive it is, especially compared to the results that it can have in terms of the rest of your life.
You know, right now – we've been doing this for probably 2 months, I think. You know, the clinic has been open. We're still in the process of insurance and this type of thing. You know, with the number of men that are getting treated across the country, insurance seems to be a little more they're having a tougher time with getting insurance paid. Our cost is essentially a copay. Now, every insurance differs as far as what your copay is. Some people have $15, some people have $35, $40 copays. It just depends. But so we've tried to price where we're right in the middle there, where, you know, you don't have to go through the hassle of filing this on your insurance and that sort of stuff. And, you know, it's the best money if quality of life means anything. Yeah. And if there's a value to quality of life, it's the best money you'll spend.
Well, you know, you look at Steve, although Steve Clements, who was with us earlier, he's one of the patients here, in shape, works out a whole lot. But I would imagine you have this extra energy. It becomes a wellness issue so that you're out, you're more active. And so, consequently, you're less sedentary, which makes you, which deals with some other issues.
Well, I've had lots of people ask me, what's it going to do to, you know, it's this concept of, is it a steroid?
Right.
It's not a steroid. It's not an anabolic steroid. They're like, is it going to make me angry? Right. Am I going to have rage and all that kind of stuff?
Right. And it won't improve my bench press. Is that what you're telling me? My bench won't go up?
Well, it will.
But that's only because I'm doing more reps.
Right. That's because you're working out harder, you're doing better. But the physiology behind it is not necessarily related as anabolic steroids. But your mood is actually improved. You know, you feel better. Yeah. You have a better outlook. You know, for me, I'm a better dad. I'm a better husband. I'm a better doctor. Mm-hmm. And that's really the bottom line for me, you know, so.
Well, that's fantastic. Look, 4617 East McCain over here, Pitt. You know, we've known each other for a while. I think you guys are onto something here that it maybe isn't the fountain of youth, you know, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, right.
For folks who come in and participate in it, are aware that they have this problem, are aware that they're this diminishing testosterone, and it's not one of those things that it's four guys in size medium shirts sitting around a bar talking about who can arm wrestle. You know what I mean? There's this sense of not wanting to admit it. Forget that, man.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you broke your leg, you don't try to ignore that.
Right.
These are things that happen naturally. And just looking at, you know, guys that participate in this are guys that already are, you know, they're looking to keep up. I mean,
to
keep that kind of active type A lifestyle.
Yeah, and that's the kind of patient that we're looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, really and truly. So.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. I appreciate you sitting down with us, too.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot, though. If we're going to do one of these local television, why can't, by the way?
Yeah.
Channel 7, you guys did some sort of Dancing with
the
Stars one morning. I want to see this.
You may have an idea.
We'll get a house with a pool or get one of these pools, get out to the athletic club, and I want to see some sort of local celebrity belly flop contest with you could put you could do Joe Klein, could be Jabbar.
Yes,
you could have Joe Klein as Jabbar. Just thinking here, who could play the Louis Anderson role, .. A few radio guys that I know. I'll leave that alone.
Let's see.
Who would be the Kendra Wilkinson on the show? If you're going to pick someone there, Allison, to be the woman who was famous for, of course, being one of Hugh Hefner's three girlfriends for a while, and then she ended up with a tape out, as they all do. I mean, come on. What's funny is I made one of those a couple of years ago, and I can't get anybody to put it on the internet for me.
It's
like one of those.
Which they could probably get some money out of
you. Oh, it's a Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Nobody wants to see me with my shirt off, believe me. I think you might be the kind of the Kendra Wilkinson of the of this celebrity.
How did I know that was going to
celebrity? We're coming up. Listen, I'm giving you a piece of gold here for sweeps.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think, Pitt?
Sweeps.
I mean, let Daybreak run with this.
Mm-hmm.
You and Chris Kane, and by the way, Chris Kane, who is Basil 2.0.
Uh-huh.
He is the he's the most handsome man on television right now. Chris is, and when he was wearing those shorts the other day on set. He did look a little bit like he could have been in Wham. They could have made a trio instead of a duo with Wham. But you and Melinda and Chris could be the judges.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great idea.
And we invite you'd watch it.
You invite,
absolutely.
Invite
okay.
people on.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm thinking your new weekend anchor could participate. Put her in a bathing suit. Jeanette Reyes, put her in a bathing suit out there. Just a few others, just off the top of my head. Just that's spitballing
what this whole
here.
Show, again, we go right. back to what we talked about earlier. If you look at the cast,
right,
it's just some
right. Basil could be Ndamukong Suh. He yeah. could play that role of Ndamukong Suh.
And then it's women in swimsuits.
Oh,
like,
don't you
gorgeous
know?
Women in swimsuits.
Right.
Yeah.
If given the
because
opportunity.
Because if ratings ever start to fall somewhere.
Let me tell you, you know what's ratings
that's goal? That's what you always
for
go,
morning
go to
television?
That and you're good.
David Basil in a Speedo. There you go. Just got to make sure he knows to put the potato in the front this time. Not disastrous consequences when he did that the last time the wrong way. As all that whole segment was cut out on Channel 4. They couldn't put that on the air. Uh-huh. But somebody gave David some bad advice on which direction to put
it. And now this is going south.
Yep, very quickly. Okay, 11:27. We got to take a break. We're over to Encore Health, 945-0680, 4617 East McCain, Pitt Moore. That's a great explanation. It makes a lot of sense now.
Sure. Come on by.
Appreciate it. Okay, we get back. I want to talk a little bit. Can we get off into some politics, Allison, or is that kind of taboo?
Well, you know, as a member of the media.
Right. What if that way I can just speak and you can agree with everything that I say? How about that?
Because that's how usually our conversations go.
Exactly. Got to hit a break. Stay with us. Back with more after this.